theologians speak of what they call the mysterium tremendum. And that means the tremendous mystery. The full phrase is the mysterium tremendum et fascinans, which means the tremendous mystery that fascinates or terrifies. You know, none of us asked to be born, but here we are, and we have responsibilities. Scientists tell us that we are living on a tiny blue speck in the middle of an unimaginably vast universe. And make no mistake, that can be a terrifying thought if you think about it too much. And of course, the idea of death is terrifying. In today's gospel reading, Jesus spoke about that mystery. He told a little story about a farmer, how he makes a crop. First, the seed is planted. Then he wakes. Jesus said they would sleep and rise night and day. And of course, with the passing of time, the seeds would sprout and grow and eventually produce a harvest. But as Jesus pointed out, the farmer doesn't even know how it happens. It's a profound mystery how one seed can become a stalk of wheat, reproducing itself 100-fold. Farmers didn't understand it 2,000 years ago when Jesus told this story. And despite our scientific progress, it remains a mystery to this very day. No one really knows what a seed is and how it carries within itself that spark of life. We only know that it does. So farmers keep on scattering seed, and given the proper conditions, eventually it produces a harvest. But I hope you know that Jesus was not thinking primarily about wheat. His primary concern was people. This story about farming was simply a vehicle to illustrate a truth about life, or as he put it, the kingdom of God. You know, if the development of a wheat harvest is a profound mystery, how much more mysterious is a human life? Think about it. From start to finish, our very existence on this planet is a strange business. It begins when the sperm of a man is joined to the egg of a woman. And that union produces a real person who can think and feel, laugh and cry, plan and do. You know, my mother was a registered nurse, and she used to tell me ever since I was a little boy, if you've ever seen a baby born, how can you not believe in God? And of course, life ends when that person closes their eyes in death. And in between the mystery of birth and the mystery of death, the hours and days are filled with mystery. Beauty and ugliness coexist, side by side. That's a mystery. In one part of the city, there's beautiful houses with manicured lawns. In another part are squalid slums with trash-filled streets. Here is a lovely home, and there is a stranger, a lonely stranger, sleeping on the sidewalk. This person's day is filled with creative work. And that person's day is filled with standing in the unemployment line. One child is born and experiences unconditional love. Another child is born and is ignored and abused. That's a mystery. How can this be? Why this injustice in society, this inequality among people? Now, much of it can be explained in terms of greed and selfishness. But having said that, how do we explain the greed and the selfishness? Human evil is a mystery. But then, so is human goodness. From start to finish, at all points in between, our very existence on this planet is profoundly mysterious. Everything about us and everything around us raises questions for which we have no answers. But you know, most of the time we manage to live our lives without getting bogged down in that mystery, that mysterium tremendum, that fasciens. Like the farmer in the story, we sleep and rise night and day. We take life as it comes, and we make the best of it. We do the things that have to be done, and seldom do we think about the mystery. But then something happens. The birth of a baby, or the death of a loved one. And we are reminded once more how strange and mysterious this life really is. Now, some religious people are deeply troubled by this element of mystery. They are, in fact, so troubled by it that they try to get rid of it, or they deny that it's there. There is abroad in the world today a kind of religious fundamentalism that seems to know nothing of life's mysteries. They present their faith in God as if it was a matter of absolute certainty. They can find in the Bible an answer to every question and a solution to every problem. They stand ready at a moment's notice to announce the will of God on any subject. Now, I must confess that part of me kind of envies people like that, because it must be very comforting to be so absolutely sure about everything. But a larger part of me mistrusts rigid dogmatism, wherever I find it. Life is not that simple, and I cannot pretend that it is. Now, I too have read the Bible, and in its pages I have found all sorts of things. The Bible is a book of many voices. It sometimes speaks with ringing certainty. Listen to St. Paul as he says, "We are confident. We know. We are full of confidence." Now, those are not the words of a doubtful man with a timid faith, but neither are they the words of a religious dogmatist. And that same Paul also said, "We walk by faith, not by sight." And in another place he wrote, "How deep are the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how inscrutable his judgments, how unsearchable his ways." Now you must know that our Christian faith does not take the mystery out of life. And I urge you to distrust any religious speaker or writer or witness who would propose to do so. And at the heart of our Christian faith is the greatest mystery of all: Christ, the eternal Son of God, nailed to a cross. And I stand in the presence of that strange, sad, and sacred spectacle in absolute awe. What our faith does provide are truth and power, sufficient for daily living. Like the farmer in the story that Jesus told, we do not know what a seed is. We don't know how it sprouts and grows. But we do know how to scatter seeds on the ground. So we can do that. Then, like the farmer, we can sleep and rise night and day. You know, and I think that means take life as it comes and make the best of it. We cannot change the world by human endeavor alone. Our most diligent efforts will not establish the kingdom of God on earth. But you see, we can do our part. Something akin to scattering seed on the ground. You know, we can live decently with ourselves, with self-respect. And we can live kindly with our neighbors. And we can live courageously with our troubles. Our Christian faith does not take away the mystery of life, but it does provide us with sufficient truth and power for daily living. And after that, we can leave the rest to God.